T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I'm glad to have LeVar Stoney with us today. Mr. Mayor, I'm looking at the Johns Hopkins website. They're listing 14 confirmed cases with no deaths in the city of Richmond itself. Is that what you've got, or is there any new data out there?
I have 20.
You've got 20
confirmed cases. Yes, confirmed 20 confirmed cases in the city of Richmond, which means, you know, when I look at the data, you know, when they have confirmed cases today, that means it's just a snapshot of what 2 weeks ago looked like, basically. So, and my thought and my thinking that, you know, there's at least twice as more of those cases, twice more than the cases that are confirmed out there in the public. And that is why we have to all act as if we may have the virus, stay safe and stay home.
Are you getting any indication about the severity of those infections? I mean, we know in Henrico that we've seen some people in this rehab center who have been elderly, and many of them have underlying health issues besides just being seniors. Those individuals are quite vulnerable, and they're the ones who are dying. Do you know anything about the people in Richmond?
What I know, John, is that the people in Richmond, the ages vary, and with the ages varying, also the symptoms are also varying as well, being from anything from mild to moderate to some, you know, the older you are, the tougher it is on the body. And so they're all varying. As it's been reported, two of my police officers have been infected with the coronavirus. And so it's this virus knows no boundaries. It knows no gender, no race. We are all can be infected by it. And as we saw this morning, Boris Johnson in the UK and Prince Charles as well also have been, you know, infected with the coronavirus. So we all, even you, John, we all have to practice social distancing, washing our hands thoroughly. And right now, our greatest weapon is our distance from others.
Yeah. I've asked everybody who's come on the program. Congressman Spamberger, Congresswoman Spamberger was on a little bit earlier. I've talked to Dr. Lillian Peek. I know you've seen her, I think, almost on a daily basis, the epidemiologist for the State Department of Health. Yeah. I've seen you up there with the press conference with Governor Northam on a pretty regular basis. What is your take of the difference between President Trump's movement towards trying to find a safe solution to reopen parts of the economy or certain areas of the country to economic activity, and what appears to be a much more, I'll try to use a neutral term, reserved attitude from Governor Northam about staying in lockdown for a longer part of time?
John, I think that any talk of reopening the economy and states and places that is way too premature. As I stated earlier, what we're seeing in confirmed cases are just a snapshot. Why? Because we have not been industrious in testing a massive amount of people. I mean, even today in the Richmond region, we have no more than, you know, 200 to 300 tests available for a region that's 1.3 million people. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's premature to even start talking about, you know, reopening an economy until we get a better handle on how we're going to be able to tackle this. And, you know, New York has been a hotspot. You're seeing hotspots all across the country, you know, from California, Washington, now even Louisiana, Michigan, and Detroit. you know, we are just weeks behind some of these cities. And so we can expect that we'll have our own journey through this curve. It's our hope that we're flattening it because of some of the measures we've taken early, but we have no clue whether or not this is going to spike or not. And so we have to be prepared for the worst. And that means the greatest weapon to combat that is social distancing. And we have to be fanatic about being social distancers through this crisis.
All right. So let's say we flatten the curve for the month of April. Are there efforts being made to try to increase the number of people, the capacity that the healthcare community can treat here in Richmond by the time we get to May? Or, you know, at some point, people either you all give the green light for them to go back to work, or I suspect, I mean, just knowing human nature, I think some people are going to bristle at this. By the time we get to May, they're going to say, to hell with this. We're going back and get started. And then you see a spike anyway. How are you anticipating either one of those scenarios once we get through April?
I think what the sort of leadership we need at this moment, just to answer your previous question as well, is I think we need straight talk from our elected leaders. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, although I appreciate the optimism of President Trump and trying to get this thing back open, I still think that's premature, and I prefer having someone who's going to shoot me straight and say and tell me what it is, right? Say what you mean and mean what you say. And I think that's what Governor Northam has done over the course of the last 10 to 15 days. Moving forward for me, I'm going to follow the lead of the scientists, the epidemiologists, those who are public health professionals and experts. I'm going to follow their lead. And if they say that we're flat, the curve is flattened, and that we can open up parts of society again, then I'll follow the information that's provided to me. But I'm not going to step out there and give any false hope to our community when at the time that we need to be serious about combating this is right now. Right now, if we want to ensure that we're not in this temporary new normal for a long period of time, then we have to do everything right now on the front end. On the front end. And that means keeping our distance. Hey, I want everybody to use our local restaurants to order delivery and takeout. Do that. Enjoy our restaurants from home. But right now, this is not the time to be out and about and passing this virus on to others. We have to prevent the spread.
And I'm running out of time, but I've got to ask you about this situation, which seems to be bubbling up at VCU. We're trying to get a hold of the facts, but do you know what's happening with this dorm that, you know, I forget what hospital it used to be years ago, and then it was converted to a dorm at VCU. And now some of the students, at least, are calling us saying, hey, they're taking our stuff, and we didn't know this was going to be converted into a hospital or a rehab center of sorts. What do you know about that?
I don't know any direct details, really. I've only, you know, all I know is what I've read.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, I think, John, we're going to need beds moving forward. And obviously, VCU being the healthcare system here locally, it has to prepare for that. Obviously, there's a way to ensure that the students who did reside in this hall still have a place to stay, maybe not here on campus. I don't know what the status is of the students and whatnot, but sounds like there could have been a communication mishap there, and it's my hope that there's no displacement because of it.
Okay. Well, that's not on you, but I figured I would just ask the question and see if you had good info. And if you find out anything and you have a moment to shoot us a note, that'd be great, because we're trying to.
Without a doubt. I'm sure that hopefully they'll rectify the issue ASAP.
LeVar Stoney is the mayor of the city of Richmond, and I appreciate the fact that you've come on a couple of times in the last 2 weeks to talk to us, and we'll look forward, I think, to talking to you again next week. Thank you, sir.
Hey, always enjoy the conversation. Thank you, John. Stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.